The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, I love my country. I do. I mean, I do. It sounds like I'm hesitating, and I'm not. I love my country. I've had the privilege of traveling all over the globe for the last 48 years. Been in, I think, 32 different countries, all kinds of countries. And I have always, always, always been grateful to get back to America. Well, except for one time. Flew into Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., and I don't remember what airline it was, but we were treated so poorly by this American airline, and we were treated so poorly at American customs. I mean, we were treated like dirt. Customs and the airline. And then we went over to their terminal, and it was filthy, dirty. It was absolutely pathetic. And that's the one and only time I thought, this is America. What will people think? Other than that, I've always been very, very grateful to get back to America and the freedoms, the liberties. What an incredible, diverse country. Anyway, so I want to make it clear. I love my country, but I hurt for my country. Folks, we are headed in the wrong direction in so many areas, and we are becoming the laughingstock of the world. Educationally, we are failing our young people in America. We are trailing so much of the world. Economically, we are a disaster economically and compared to many other countries in the world, we're doing very, very poorly. And I could go on and on and on. We are not the leader of the world that we once were. We are not. And I remember back, you know, 35, 40 years ago when I first began traveling internationally on mission trips, everywhere I would go, people would say, oh, you're from America. I would love to go to America. That's not the case anymore. It just isn't. But anyway, my heart aches when I see us going in the wrong direction, and one of the worst things is this thing of gender, transgenderism, this fantasy world that most of the rest of the world has awakened to, but not here in America. Many European countries have stopped giving kids puberty blockers and hormone treatments. Most countries around the world prohibit children and adolescents from having sexual reassignment surgery. They prohibit it under any circumstances. And then in Great Britain, it was either last week or the week before, the CASS report came out, C-A-S-S. groundbreaking bombshell of a report in Great Britain, and it was commissioned by Britain's National Health Service. It's a 388 report page, 388 page report concluding most of what we have been told about gender dysphoria, transgenderism is false or based on no evidence or weak evidence. I mean, it's a bombshell. Now, here's the difference. Great Britain and other countries are reading this report and they are saying, oh my goodness, we must change our policies. The story that I have in my hand is from CBS News. Yeah, the American mainstream media is finally picking up on this. This is CBS News headline. Scotland halts all prescription of puberty-blocking hormones for minors as gender identity service faces scrutiny. Here's the story. The only gender identity clinic in Scotland has stopped prescribing puberty blockers to new patients under 18 years old, mirroring action taken by England's health authorities after a landmark review found young people had been let down by, quote, remarkably weak evidence backing medical interventions in gender care. Yeah. Great Britain, Scotland, several Scandinavian countries have stopped puberty blockers, hormone treatments. The exact same treatments that are forbidden by HB 68 here in Ohio that our governor vetoed, and that a Franklin County judge put a stay on, a two-week temporary halt to the implementation. I keep telling you this, folks. The rest of the world is going one direction. That is towards science, common sense, biology. And we have here in America, including the state of Ohio, we are headed in the opposite direction. The Ohio legislature passed legislation that would be in harmony with this blockbuster bombshell report out of Great Britain. In other words, it would fall in line with the latest scientific findings that you should not give children and adolescents puberty blockers and hormone treatments. We don't have evidence of their safety, and there is an enormous amount of evidence that it is harmful, irreversible. Quote, this is from Scotland. It is unusual for us to give a potentially life-changing treatment to young people and not know what happens to them in adulthood. And that's been a particular problem that we haven't had the follow-up into adulthood to know what the results of this are. I just wonder if our governor is doing any reading, if he's following what's going on around the world, or if he has put his head in the sand and completely ignoring. If Governor Mike DeWine has any sense of what's going on the rest of the world, he will call a press conference and apologize. and say, I was acting on false information. I apologize. I realize that my veto of this important legislation could cause great harm, irreversible harm to children. And I now realize what a horrible mistake I have made. Either he's not reading, or he is too proud to acknowledge how horribly wrong he was. We're headed in the wrong direction, folks. All right, I've got another story here I want to share with you on the same topic, but I need to take a break. Hang with me. A whistleblower from Children's Hospital, one of the larger children's hospitals in America, in St. Louis. Yeah, a whistleblower has come forward. All right, we'll be back.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Yes, we would love to come to your church and do a CrossPower weekend. You say, what in the world is a CrossPower weekend? Well, why don't you reach out to us and we'll tell you. Crosspower.net is the website, crosspower.net. If you want to communicate directly, info@crosspower.net. Just say you're interested in a CrossPower weekend. We'll get back to you, give you all the details. info@crosspower.net. That's where you can send an email. Or just go to the website, crosspower.net. If you'd like to be a part of our newsletter, just send a brand new, fresh newsletter out yesterday. If you'd like to receive it, there's a place at crosspower.net where you can subscribe. Of course, it doesn't cost anything. Again, crosspower.net. I've said it so many times, we will come to the place when we will look back on transgender surgery, gender-affirming surgery, which is actually gender-denying surgery, hormone treatments, puberty blockers for children. We will look back with horror, and we will exclaim as a culture and as a society, how could we have done such horrific things to children? How is it possible that we could have been so ignorant or evil? We will look back the same way we look back on lobotomies, shock treatments, bloodletting, and many other things that were absolutely settled science. And we look back today and say, how could we have believed that? Well, I've got an article here. A whistleblower by the name of Jamie Reed was a staff member at Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital, okay? The whistleblower is Jamie Reed, a former employee of the Washington University Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Now, what do we know about Jamie Reed? She's not a right-wing conservative. She is married to a transgender individual and personally identifies as queer. She is not a conservative Republican activist. She is left-wing liberal, but she has a conscience. And she has come out and made some incredible revelations about this children's hospital. Among other things, she said, we started to see patients who were experiencing very significant medical harms being rushed to the emergency room with lacerations requiring stitches. We had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months of having surgeries. She said that most of the young patients who sought treatment were given cross-sex hormones which carry permanent risks, sometimes including sterility. She went on and said, quote, the thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concerns and ask about the protocols and ask about the guidelines, this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning it. We simply say, yep, you're trans, and what would you like? Jamie Reed suggested that the girls that were being treated under her care, now again, she was on the staff. She was participating until her conscience forbade her from continuing. The girls, quote, were acting on a social contagion rather than an innate disorder, which supported claims by experts who have previously warned it is happening to a growing number of females who long to be male. In other words, it's a fad. And we have American children's hospitals that are providing permanent disfigurement, hormone treatments that in many cases are irreversible because of a fad. We have a president who just handed down new rules concerning Title IX in America's public schools that protects people who are confused about their gender, transgenderism. So while most of the rest of the world is turning around and moving away from this transgender hoax, the United States of America, all the way up to the White House, full steam ahead. And children are the ones that are suffering. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.